So for the second night here, we were housing most of the boys in our we were housing most of the boys at our house last night, and I talked to them a little bit about what they could do better in the game tonight. So I'm hoping that that will translate into them being a little less panicked and a lot better game. So here we are live in Craig, ready for the jump ball, and Craig controls the tip on the original jump, and here comes Drew Marker, drives to the basket, misses the basket, but then Morgan House puts it, knocks it back in, tips it in. So it's 2-0 up here in the early going of the game. So Craig's putting on their press like they did last night, but it sure looks like Haynes is coming out with a better opportunity tonight. So they got the ball down the back court, and it's knocked out of bounds by Craig, but it's going to stay Haynes' ball. So it looks like Dylan Swinton's going to be bringing the ball in, and he's going to be giving the ball in to Trevor. Trevor's going to stand at the top court and look for someone to give it off to. He gives it to Matthew over on the far side of the court, looking for someone to give it to. Gives it back to Swinton. Swinton over to Trevor. Trevor tries to penetrate and does, puts up a nice floater, but misses it off the backboard, and the rebound comes down to Zach Vickers over to Timber Burnham, and they bring the ball up court, and Drew Marker's got the ball up front, looking for Timber. Timber passes back to Drew. Drew brings it inside with a little floater, misses. The rebound goes to Morgan House again, but he misses on his rebound, and Dylan Swinton gets the rebound. Trevor's bringing the ball to the front court. Trevor wants to penetrate again. He gets stopped, but gets the ball back to Dylan. Dylan puts up a three-pointer and misses long, almost banks it in, and Zach with the rebound. I told Dylan he needed to shoot a few more three-pointers, so don't blame me, but I think he's going to make a few more than he did last night. Zach Jacobson puts up a three-pointer and banks it off the glass and in. We'll call that his mulligan for the night because that was a little on the lucky side. So Trevor's bringing the ball down the court. Haynes looks a lot more comfortable trying to break this full-court press than they did last night, so they must have practiced that. Trevor puts up a three-point shot, misses, tries for his own rebound and can't. It goes out of bounds, so it's going to be Craig Ball. So 5-0 here with 1.5 minutes gone by in the first quarter. But again, I think Haynes is looking a lot more composed than they did last night. Timber throws the ball, and Trevor knocks it and gives it right to Dylan, and Dylan comes up to shoot, and Morgan fouls him on his attempt, and so Dylan's going to be shooting his first two foul shots of the night. And last night they did quite well with their foul shots. They only missed 3 foul shots. And no, they're not calling that on the shot. But that was the only thing he was doing was shooting that ball, so I don't know how that wasn't on the shot, but it's going to be their ball underneath the basket. Passes the ball into Trevor. Trevor back to Dylan. Dylan wants to shoot a 3 and no. He gets bumped on by Craig Panther and throws the ball back to Trevor. Trevor gives the ball over to Matthew. Matthew back to Dylan Swinton. Standing up there. Gets the ball underneath to Matthew. Matthew pushes it back to Trevor. Trevor's trying to penetrate and can't. Gives the ball back over to Hudson. And Hudson shoots a 3-pointer and makes it. So quickly, they get themselves back in this game, and it's 3-2, and
3-5.
And Drew Marker proceeds to throw the ball out of bounds, so it's going to be Haynes' ball underneath the Craig basket, or to the side of Craig's basket here. Ball comes into Matthew. Matthew's setting up to try to fight away this press, but he can't find anybody. Hudson's wide open in the backcourt, but they're not finding him. They need to get over the timeline as quick as they can, and he gets it to Trevor, and Trevor pushes through, and he's penetrating, and he goes in, and he shoots, and he is fouled on the shot. So they're being a lot more aggressive, and they're pushing in, and I think that's going to help them eliminate this full-court press that Craig's going to put on if they can get past that press as much as they have in the early going to this game. So Trevor's going to be shooting the first foul shot of the night. Puts it up, shoots a little long, and so he's going to be getting a second shot here. Everybody's lined up, and nobody talks in this gym, and nobody's loud, so you don't have to worry about the home court advantage. Puts it up and hits it. So 4-5, Craig with the ball. Morgan House passes it off to Timber Burnham. Timber's looking to get around his guys. Does a little Euro step, doesn't really work, but he gets back to Morgan. Morgan gets it into Zach Jacobson, and Zach Jacobson puts up a shot, misses a late whistle and a foul on Hudson. So I believe Zach's going to be going to the line to shoot 2, but you never know until they line him up. And yes, he's going to be on the line shooting 2. So I have to give a special shout-out to my nephews and nieces that are listening in Idaho tonight, and we're glad that they can hang out and put up with my rude comments as I text them, but I'm glad that they're there, and I hope that all of you guys enjoy the game tonight. So Zach put in both of the style shots. The ball's coming down the court. Matthew's got it. Gets back over to Dylan. Dylan to Hudson. Hudson back to Trevor, and Trevor puts it up and misses long, but Hudson comes for the rebound, and he does. He fights for a long rebound, gets it, but it gets knocked out of his hands, and Matthew's falling on the floor with the Craig Panthers, and they call a jump ball. So we got a jump ball, but it's going to be Haynes' ball with 5 minutes to go here. 7-4 is the score with Craig in the lead. Trevor gets the ball, sets up at the top of the three-point line. Nice screen from Hudson on Timber there, and they get the ball over to Dylan, and Dylan shoots three-pointer long and misses, but the rebound goes to Haynes. They put it up, miss it, and the rebound comes down to Zach Jacobson. So Timber throws the ball down full court, gets the ball to Zach Vickers. Vickers throws the ball back to Morgan near Timber, and Timber gets the ball inside to Zach Jacobson, and Zach Jacobson calls it. Jacobson draws another foul, and so he will be shooting two from the line. He missed the shot, but he'll be shooting two.
And if you'd like to watch this online, it is on thecube.com, and then you can search capital CHS versus Glacier Bears. Glacier and Bears is capitalized, the D&B.
All right, we're going to have a 30-second timeout here. So we'll keep it here. No sense in going to a commercial for the 20 seconds that they really give them on a 30-second timeout. But while we're waiting today, I've been saying this all day. I teach a class here in the high school. I teach a construction class during the middle of the day, and I walked into my students today, and I'm going to do the same thing to you guys tonight. I want to know, and obviously nobody can really call me or text me except for my nieces and nephews in Idaho, so if they can, that's fine. I want to know whose birthday in history it is today. And this is important to every single one of us. And so if you know, look it up. If you don't know, look it up. But I'm going to give you a few minutes to contemplate that and figure it out, and then I will break the news to you. But I think most of you should know. All right, we're back from the timeout, and here we have Zach Jacobson shooting his first free throw, and he puts it in. So Zach didn't shoot a free throw last night, and in the first 5 minutes of the game tonight, he's shooting his second or his fourth free throw, and he's made all four of his free throws. So that could be bad news if he's fouled often. And Matthew gets the ball, and he was kind of picked up by Drew, and they called him for a travel as he drug his pivot foot. So it's going to be a turnover for Haynes, and it's going to be Craig Ball. So here comes Timber bringing the ball down for Craig, setting up the top of the three-point line, passed over to the far side to Drew. Drew gets it inside to Zach. Zach back out to Timber. Timber shoots a three-pointer and misses it long, but he gets his own rebound, puts it back up, misses. The rebound comes down, and it's going to be Black Ball. So it gets knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Haynes Ball. So Haynes Ball, Craig's up 9-4 with 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And Haynes throws it away on the first pass, on the inbounds pass, and Timber promptly puts in a layup and makes it 11-4. So the promising start that they had getting rid of this press isn't as promising as it once was, but they get the ball at half court because it got knocked out of bounds by Craig. So Trevor's got the ball. Craig is set up into their zone offense, defense, and Matthew has the ball on the near side, gets the ball to Dylan Swinton, and Swinton back to Matthew. Matthew's trying to get the ball inside to Hudson, but he can't get it in there, and so he's getting harassed pretty aggressively by Timber, and they call a foul on Timber, and that's going to be the third foul on the Craig Panthers. So the ball will go out of bounds for Haynes.
Swinton's going to bring it in, and he throws it to Trevor, and Trevor's looking around, seeing who's going to throw it, decides not to throw it, and goes in for himself, shoots and misses. Morgan rebounds the ball and takes it down the court. Drew Barker has the ball, and he's looking, shoots, misses, and passes it to Zach Vickers, to Morgan, to Timber, back to Morgan. Morgan runs in and do a layup. He misses, and it's rebounded by
Hudson, I believe, right?
Yep.
Am I right? I hopefully got that right. I'm looking. 40.
No, Dylan.
Sorry. Yeah, we have a hard time with some of these. Timber gets the rebound and throws the ball way up front court to Drew, and Drew puts in a shot. So it's 13-4 here, so we need to do a little calming down for the Haynes Glacier Bears tonight. But the pass gets brought back up all the way up the front court. They get a good shot off, and they can't convert. And Craig gets the rebound, and they're pushing again. They're pushing quick here, but Dylan Swinton gets the rebound and the steal. Well, he gets the steal because there was no shot. And as he was running up the court, he was fouled by Drew Marker. And so Haynes will take the ball out at the midcourt, directly in front of us at the midcourt line. So Trevor picks up the ball, brings it in, sets up the top court, and he's trying to find a spot, and the whistle blows, and we're getting away from the ball foul, and it's going to go against Hudson. Yes, against Hudson. He was pushing Zach Jacobson. I wasn't watching, so I can't tell you if it's legit or not. That's a Colby word right there, but Craig gets the ball, and here comes Craig pushing hard. Brian is in, and he throws up an errant pass, and Hudson gets the rebound, or an errant shot, and Hudson gets the rebound. Trevor's bringing the ball down the court for the Haynes Fresh Bears, and there's a lot of pushing and moving tonight. This game is going to be a quick moving. Dylan shoots a shot from the three-point shot. He did it. I was pushing him last night. I said, you got to shoot more of those, and that was a beautiful shot. Now they're harassing him. Trevor gets the ball underneath the basket and puts it in and makes it a 9-13 game. So they're giving Craig some of their own medicine, and Craig's kind of messing up. So Drew comes to the front court and shoots a three-pointer and hits it. So a lot of that momentum that they just got, they traded it back for 3 points for Drew. So we got 16-9 here with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. But a little signs of life, but then they throw the ball away again, and Morgan's bringing the ball down the court, gives it to Drew for another three-point shot, and he puts in another one. That's 6 straight points for the Craig Panthers after 5 straight points for the Haynes Glacier Bears. So it's 19-9, a 10-point lead. Trevor tries to bring the ball down and gets it knocked out of his hands, and it's going to be Haynes' ball on the quarter court here in front of their own basket. So Dylan Swinton's going to be bringing the ball in for Haynes, which he tends to do most of the time. So with a minute 36 to go, Haynes has the ball on the side court of their own basket. Morgan House is coming out, and Zach Bickers is coming in for the Craig Panthers, and Trevor has the ball up on the front court, and we got another foul called on Dylan Swinton. So Dylan, Zach Jacobson is causing a little havoc on the defensive side here and causing, I think, the Haynes players to get a little frustrated, and there's been two fouls called, one on Hudson and one on Dylan in the last minute. Drew drives the distance of the court and puts up a shot, and Dylan Swinton fouls him. So that's going to be his second, maybe third foul. I believe that's just a second foul, because the last 10 seconds, he's had two fouls called on him. So that would be a second. So Drew puts up his first shot and misses. And Drew's getting ready to shoot his second shot. Puts it up and misses long again, but the rebound goes to Craig, but it was a long rebound, yet they still controlled it. So Gabe gets the rebound, and Zach dribbles it off of his own foot, and it's going to be Craig Ball. So a minute 18 to go here. There's 19 seconds to go. What really needs to happen here for Haynes is, instead of trying to pass that ball down the court, they just need to have somebody just dribble through everybody. They get the ball down the court this time. It didn't look real impressive, but they did it. Dylan tried to get underneath the basket and swoop it back up underneath, but it hits the underneath side of the backboard, and here comes Craig. And so Drew shoots a shot, and Trevor stuffs him hard, gets the rebound on his own, and brings the ball back in. I'm getting a little back feed on my mic here, so I'm not sure what's going on. I hope you guys can still hear me. But we've got a rebound for Craig, and Drew's got the ball on the near court, or the far court, for the Craig Panthers. All right, pass the ball over to Gabe. Gabe back to Drew. Drew back over to Zach Vickers. Drew in the top of the court, looking to penetrate. He can't get through anybody, but he's fouled by, it looks like, Matthew fouled him, and that's Matthew's first foul. But that's only the sixth foul, so the next one they will be shooting, but not yet. So Zach gets the ball in, passed the ball into Zach Vickers, and Gabe wants to drive. He drives, shoots it long, nothing, and there's going to be a foul called on Zach Vickers. With 15.8 seconds to go, it's going to be Haynes' ball under the Craig basket. So they're going to have one last chance here with the score 19-12 for in favor of the Craig Panthers to maybe narrow this lead by the end of the first quarter. And Craig's doing a good job of keeping wasting time, so it looks like we're, you know, Trevor pushes, he's coming down the court, gives a nice pass up to his teammate, but he shoots it and just knocks it right off the backboard and loses it. And Drew's going to be down here and shoots a, no, they, Drew was going for a three-point attempt and kind of misstepped a little bit and he double-dribbled. So end of the first quarter, 19-12 in favor of the Craig Panthers here in Craig for the final night of the Haynes Glacier Bears against the Craig Panthers.